This is a series of shiurim trying to grant exposure to the 10 Harugi Malchus, the 10 martyrs who were killed roughly during that 100 period span from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, ranging through Rabbi Akiva's death in 130. We speak about them on Yom Kippur when we bemoan the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, but they certainly feature on Tisha B'Av when we recite a kinnah. And that serves as the climax of remembering the persecution, the suffering, and the destruction during the second Beis HaMikdash Churban through the Romans. This year we'll discuss Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who is a Kohen Gadol. Not to be confused with the more well-known Rabbi Yishmael, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, and had many arguments with him, the famous machloksin between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Some want to claim that the Rabbi Yishmael, who was Rabbi Akiva's colleague of the third generation, would have been the grandson of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who was a very early Tana, living during the days of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel HaZaken, and his death marked the early period, the start of the Asar HaRugei Malchus process, the Ten Martyrs. He is deeply affiliated with this process because Chazal and many of the Rabbanim were unclear whether this was a divinely decreed part of the Churban Beis HaMikdash and it was futile to oppose it, or this was just some blood libel hurled at the Jewish people, could be defeated through supernatural means, through tefillah. So Rabbi Yishmael, the Kohen Gadol, uttered the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ascended to heaven and inquired from the angels. This is something which we enshrine in the Slichos, which we recite on Yom Kippur, Gzerahi Milfanai. He received a response that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed this reality, and it was futile to question it, to challenge it. In fact, according to the Midrashim, there are various accounts of the Asar HaRugei Malchus, several Midrashim, but at least according to some, the answer he received was that this was punishment which the Jewish people, through their leadership, had to bear because of the sale and the betrayal of Yosef HaTzadik. And in some ways, this punishment was being exacted from this generation because this generation had failed miserably to create any harmony or social fabric, and utter and abject failure to create any unity or fraternity, especially the end. This latter period of the second Beis HaMikdash was rife with internecine struggle, civil war, social strife, segregated groups, splinter groups, arguing, warfare in some cases, actual civil war. Such as Yishmael ben Elisha, who elicits this information on his ascent to heaven and returns and informs his colleagues as we speak about or delineate in the Slichos of Yom Kippur. In fact, because of this, he is so deeply associated with this event and this phenomena of events or sequence of events of the Asar HaRugei Malchus that the Gemara in Brachos says that if you were to see Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha in a dream, you should worry that perhaps you would one day encounter suffering or trials. And Rashi explains because Rabbi Yishmael was, in our terminology, the poster boy. He was the one who was affiliated most closely with the Asar HaRugei Malchus, in part because all eyes were upon him to determine the response to this terrible decree when he ascended to Shemayim, in part because his death was just so brutal and cruel. They literally scraped his skin off of his body. And in part because of what happened after his death. The Caesar's daughter was enchanted with Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's looks and good appearance. He was a Kohen Gadol. So remember reciting how majestic and gallant the Kohen Gadol looked upon his exit from the Beis HaKadosh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippur, Mare Kohen, and certainly someone as handsome and well-known to be handsome as Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. The grandeur and the splendor would have been magnified. And she pleaded with her father that this is one of the seven most handsome people in the world. He looked like an angel. And she asked her father to perhaps spare him. And the Caesar responded that I'll give you whatever you want, but you can't ask for their lives. The decree has already been issued. So in response, the daughter said, how about taking his skin off so that I can look and gawk at that skin every day when I prepare my beauty in the mirror? So the Caesar agreed. The executioner literally scraped off Rabbi Ishmael's skin in a very, very excruciating, obviously painful manner. And that skin was preserved. She instructed that skin to be embalmed, and it was preserved. And every Tisha B'Av, or every 70 Tisha B'Avs, I think, there was a special holiday in Rome to mark the victory and the triumph of Esav over Yaakov, because the Romans also saw this as part of a larger historical drama narrative. And I imagine it took place in the Colosseum, and I imagine there's much bloodletting and death. But part of it was also drunk mocking of the Jews. And they would have a man, strong probably, hulking gladiator, ride on the back of a lame man. This was a metaphor for Esav, the mighty warrior, having conquered the weak and lame Yaakov, who had been injured in Parshas Vayishlach, in this encounter with the midnight angel. He'd become a little bit of a lame, a little bit of a... He walked with a bit of a stutter, a bit of a limp, until he was healed. And that gladiator, on top of the lame man, would wear the skin. The skin, he would almost put the skin on his body or on his head. So for, who knows, hundreds of years this lasted. Everyone always associated the mocking of the Jewish people and of the Roman suppression and subjugation of the Jewish people with Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha's skin. They all knew this was the skin that had been cleaved off of his body hundreds of years earlier. So Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha doesn't figure that prominently in Shas. We don't have too many opinions. We have many opinions by Rabbi Ishmael proper, who may have been his grandson. Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol, and it was sent to Shamayim to decode this strange string of events, and who's always known as entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim and being able to intuit, or at least ascend to Shamayim and encounter Malachim and engage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. The Gemara in Brachos says he was once walking on Yom Kippur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yishmael b'ni barcheni, yes, Rabbi Yishmael the Kohen Gadol for a bracha. And Rabbi Ishmael offered a bracha to Hashem that Hashem's rachamim should always overcome his anger and should always treat the Jewish people lefnim mishuras hadin. It's a very famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. So he's affiliated with the Beis HaMikdash, the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. He's associated with someone who ascends to Shemayim. He ascends to Shemayim and receives the dreadful reality that this decree is irreversible. And his death is extremely, extremely brutal and violent. But in his death, and even after his death, he remains a lingering sign of how powerful the Roman suppression of the Jews were and how much delight they took in their presumed victory, this fateful, historical, irretrievable or irrevocable victory over Yaakov.